Task 1. You will listen to the dialogues. For questions 1 to 4, choose the correct answers A, B, or C. You will hear the recording once. You have 45 seconds to read the questions. We are ready to start.
1. Did you see that film about the big motorway accident in 2009?
The one where a doctor loses his memory after the crash. He can't remember anything, not even his own children. It's one of my favourite films.
Mine too. He has an operation, but it still takes a year for him to remember things. And even then, he can't remember his wife.
And the guy who causes the accident is an escaped prisoner. Kyle Martin plays him. He's brilliant. In the end, he helps the doctor to remember the crash, and then he gets better.
2.
Hi, it's Gary. I've just been on the phone to the airport, and it seems that our flight to Athens, which was due to take off at 2:30, has been delayed because of bad weather conditions. So it's going to be an hour later. That means we don't have to rush so much. So I'll pick you up at 11:30 instead of 10:30, and that should give us plenty of time. I hope that's okay. If not, give me a ring on this number. I'll be here until 11. See you later. I'm really getting excited now.
3.
So you're back. Did you have a great time?
It was dreadful. Don't ask.
But the weather was brilliant for camping. What went wrong?
Yeah. Apart from a little rain on the Friday, we were lucky with the weather. At least the campsite was dry. And the site itself was very good. Loads of facilities such as shops, cafes and things for the kids to do. But unfortunately, we put our tent next to a caravan and the people in it were a nightmare. They had 7 children who never stopped running around, and they played music loudly until 3 o'clock every morning.
But couldn't the owners of the campsite do anything?
They tried, but nothing worked. I'm so tired. I need another holiday to recover. 4.
I hear you've moved. Where are you living now?
It's quite close to you, actually. We've got a 4th-floor flat in Kennett Road.
Oh, I know it. It's a small block next to the post office.
You're thinking of Danwell Gardens. We're opposite, just by the park. It would be fantastic, but the lift doesn't work, so we have to use the stairs all the time.
Well, that's good exercise. It's better than paying a fortune to use the gym at the leisure centre.
That's true.
This is the end of task 1. You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Task 2. You will listen about an Irish traveller, Dervla Murphy. For questions 5 to 10, decide if each statement is true, T, false, F, or not stated, N. You will hear the recording twice. You have 45 seconds to read the statements. We are ready to start. In 2002, a famous travel writer called Dervla Murphy boarded train from Moscow to the far east of Russia. She was 70 years old at the time. Her plan was combined to the 2,300-mile railway journey with a 1,300-mile trip up the Lena River. She also planned to do a lot of cycling around Siberia. Unfortunately, while the train was still traveling through the Urals, she fell and damaged her knee, so cycling was no longer possible. She did not return home, however, but stayed to explore this mysterious country. Dervla Murphy's account of this journey, Through Siberia by Accident, 2006, was the 20th travel book she had written since going to India in 1963. Her first book, Full Tilt, established her as a travel writer. She wrote it in 1965 after a six-month journey through Europe, Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, and over the Himalayas. She had wanted to do the trip since her 10th birthday, when her family gave her a bicycle and an atlas. She loved the idea that there was only the Channel and the Bosporus between her and India. Before she had a daughter of her own, Dervla Murphy also visited and wrote about Tibet, Ethiopia, and many European countries. She stopped traveling while her daughter Rachel was very small and wrote book reviews to earn money. When Rachel was 5, she decided that she was old enough to accompany her to a mountainous area of southern India. This was the first of many trips together. Today, as a mother and now a grandmother, Dervla Murphy dislikes the modern way of protecting children too much. Dervla once left Rachel alone in a hotel in Moscow after Dervla had become ill from eating something bad. She admits that she was worried her daughter might be frightened, but when she returned to the hotel, Rachel was laughing with the staff. This taught her that the Russians really love children. They were taking care of her perfectly. Dervla's opinion is that traveling with a little girl made things easier because people were always helping her. It was not so easy on the last trip Dervla and Rachel took together. Rachel had reached the age of 18 by this time. Dervla feels that two women traveling together don't have the same relationship with people as women traveling alone. Now listen again. In 2002, a famous travel writer called Dervla Murphy boarded train from Moscow to the far east of Russia. She was 70 years old at the time. Her plan was combined to the 2,300-mile railway journey with a 1,300-mile trip up the Lena River. She also planned to do a lot of cycling around Siberia. Unfortunately, while the train was still traveling through the Urals, she fell and damaged her knee, so cycling was no longer possible. She did not return home, however, but stayed to explore this mysterious country. Dervla Murphy's account of this journey, Through Siberia by Accident, 2006, was the 20th travel book she had written since going to India in 1963. Her first book, Full Tilt, established her as a travel writer. She wrote it in 1965 after a six-month journey through Europe, Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, and over the Himalayas. She had wanted to do the trip since her 10th birthday, when her family gave her a bicycle and an atlas. She loved the idea that there was only the Channel and the Bosporus between her and India. Before she had a daughter of her own, Dervla Murphy also visited and wrote about Tibet, Ethiopia, and many European countries. She stopped traveling while her daughter Rachel was very small and wrote book reviews to earn money. When Rachel was 5, she decided that she was old enough to accompany her to a mountainous area of southern India. This was the first of many trips together. Today, as a mother and now a grandmother, Dervla Murphy dislikes the modern way of protecting children too much. Dervla once left Rachel alone in a hotel in Moscow after Dervla had become ill from eating something bad. She admits that she was worried her daughter might be frightened, but when she returned to the hotel, Rachel was laughing with the staff. This taught her that the Russians really love children. They were taking care of her perfectly. Dervla's opinion is that traveling with a little girl made things easier because people were always helping her. It was not so easy on the last trip Dervla and Rachel took together. Rachel had reached the age of 18 by this time. Dervla feels that two women traveling together don't have the same relationship with people as women traveling alone. This is the end of task 1. You have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.